Thank you for that, Caleb. Looks like we have an exciting section for us this morning. So now we'll call up our brother Ian to give the introduction for this morning.
Thanks, Brother Ethan. Good morning, everyone. We've come to the end of almost chapter 3 now, because we're going to be picking up just the last couple of verses of chapter 3 as we move into chapter 4. So we've moved along with Timothy, and we've looked extensively at the background of the letter. We've looked at extensively that Timothy is dealing with the ecclesia, the brothers and sisters at Ephesus. He's told how he has to stand up for the truth and to fight against error, how he's supposed to equip himself. We've seen that some have made shipwreck of the truth, and we saw that in chapter 1. We've come into chapter 2, and we talked about the power of prayer, and we talked a little bit yesterday about praying for governments and that we might live peaceable and quiet lives. So we spent a little bit of time discussing that. We talked about the young brothers and their activity in prayer, and we talked about the sisters in their deportment, in their manner. And we've gone through that in chapter 2. And then last night, and also in our discussion groups, in chapter 3, we looked at the roles of bishops and deacons, and then also the responsibilities in the roles of bishops and deacons' wives. So that's kind of the background that's brought us up to really where we're going to be at the end of chapter 3. And as we start to go into chapter 4 and 5, that we're going to see as we get into our discussions today, that the apostle is going to take us back, and he's going to be speaking about the apostasy and how the apostasy was already at work. And he's going to give us hints of that, and certainly as we get into chapter 4, we're going to see that. We're going to see the activities, and we can identify that. It'll be very interesting in your discussion groups today as you look at these. I think they're greater than hints as to what the apostasy is. And we start to lay that out, and we start to see that. And not only do we start to see that, we're going to then have to see how Paul says Timothy has to get himself prepared for that. And I think that's the real lessons of for today for us, is how we prepare ourselves in the face of that apostasy. What do we need to do? What does Paul instruct Timothy that he needs to prepare and do for himself personally? And then he gets back into the fifth chapter. He starts back dealing with older brethren, or elders, and how you deal with them, and younger brethren, and then older sisters, and then younger sisters, and then he's going to deal with the elderly, the widows, and then the younger widows. So it's a very interesting section that Paul's going to take Timothy back to, the care of the ecclesia, the care of the brothers and sisters in the ecclesia, and specifically the roles of the widows and the elderly. And I think that'll be a very interesting section for us to go. Since many of us are younger, so how do we relate to some of those sections? It'd be interesting to see what we think as we go through that. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, we read this. We see that, "Till I come," Paul says to Timothy, "give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." And so we really have this emphasis that the apostle puts to Timothy and to us to read, to really get ourselves immersed in the book. And there's an expression that I wrote down one time. It says, when God speaks, when we read his word, we speak when we respond in prayer. God responds by providence in our lives, and we respond by obedience in faith. And I think that's a really good summary of this section that we're going to be dealing with Timothy, to read the word, and then we respond to God in prayer. What a wonderful thing it is. We're not only able to read, we're able to actually go to speak to God in prayer. And that's, again, the power of reading is, if we don't read, God doesn't speak to us. So it's a very powerful lesson for us. So some of the things that we'd like to set up for today, in the discussion groups, one of the areas that we're going to be looking at is beware false doctrine. So some of the thought questions I'd like you to just consider in our groups today
along with the other areas that we're looking at, how does Paul suggest we combat false doctrine? And what is the doctrine that Paul wants Timothy to hold on to? You ever thought about that? Hold on to the doctrine. What doctrine? On the section that we're also going to get into, we're going to be looking at practical guidance as the heading that we've got. Why does Paul place reading, exhortation, and doctrine in that order? Does it matter that it's in that order or not? I'd be curious to see what you think on that. What does Paul mean by meditating upon these things? And how can we apply that to today? What does meditating mean? How do you meditate? When do you meditate? I'd be very curious to hear if you have any thoughts on that. The other one is the section on the discipline of elders. How can we show respect to elders today? What practical ways? How can you do public rebuke while still showing respect? How does that work? So we're encouraged, Paul tells us, to publicly rebuke. How do you still do that while showing respect? Is it possible to do that? So those are the sections. And then finally, the last section is going to be enlisting faithful widows. Why are there so many classifications or restrictions on who qualifies as a widow? And since we have a welfare system today in Canada and the United States, does the instructions on widows still apply to us? We have social safety nets, especially in Canada. So do these things apply to us anymore? So those are some of the things that we would ask and encourage you to have a look at as we get into it. And we're going to ask this question at the end as we do the wrap-up, is what did you learn and how is it going to affect your walk in the truth? Okay, so that's the section that we're going to go through today. So Brother Ethan, we'll turn it back to you.